In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, today is Thursday, and but today is a very strict fast, but oil was allowed, because we are remembering the day when the saint, holy prophet, baptizer of Christ and many people, and John was beheaded, and his life was glorified by the Lord himself. The Lord Jesus Christ said that there is no man that had been born of a regular family from a woman and a husband greater than Saint John the Baptist. And let's just go quickly what happened. And when he was still in the womb of his mother, he was already enlightened, and the Holy Spirit came upon him. And when the future Mother of God came to Elizabeth, because she was a relative, to greet her, and the little baby in the womb started to rejoice in such a way that that the mother felt him rejoicing, and she understood that it wasn't just a relative came, but it is came with her was the Messiah. And that's how Saint John started his life, already in the womb, receiving the grace of God, my beloved. And then, of course, came a time when the Herod decided that he is going to kill all the children because he couldn't find Jesus Christ. And they started to killed 14,000 babies. And they went off also to Zacharias, the father of Saint John, and wanted to him to tell where the child is, because they wanted to kill him also. But he didn't know. He was in the serving at that time, and that's what he said. But then he also said, even if I did know, I wouldn't tell you. And then they killed him. And they did finally went after Elizabeth, and with her son, and she was carrying her son and running away from them, and the soldiers and came up to a mountain, and she prayed to the Lord that the Lord will take and hide her in that mountain. And all of a sudden the mountain opens up and makes a cave, and she walks in and it closes down, and the soldiers couldn't get her and couldn't get the baby and John and the future prophet. And my beloved, what happened is that she lived and then fed her baby for 40 days, and then the Lord had taken her, and the angels came down and started to feed the baby and take care of the baby until he was strong enough and big enough to, they brought him to a desert, and he never came to live with the regular people, never was contaminated by the world, and he lived like an angel in the desert. And then when the Lord had told him that he had to go and start preaching and repentance, and that the Lord has come, and that's what he did. He brought many people to repentance and heard the confession, and then baptized them in a river of water, in the Jordan River. And the Lord Jesus Christ came also to him to be baptized. Of course, he immediately felt and knew that this was the Messiah, and he didn't dare to do that. But the Lord ordered him to do so. But the only thing he said, but you don't have to ask me of my sins. Because, of course, the Lord had no sins. What he did is he had taken all of my sins and your sins and everybody's sins upon himself to suffer finally and with a crucifixion and to die for us. beloved. But St. John had heard the voice from heaven and the other people that this is my beloved son, the Messiah. And he saw a Holy Spirit come down as a dove on top of the Lord Jesus Christ. And my beloved, he had never been afraid of anybody who told the truth. And when he found out that Herod took away the wife from his brother and married her, and he had reprimanded him and said, "You did the wrong thing, that you should not have done it and let it go, because you have no right. It's against the law." And Herod didn't like that, especially the Herodiada, his illegal wife. She couldn't stand that, what the prophet said, and she wanted to kill him. But the Herod didn't want to do it because he was afraid of the people. And he did respect him and did many good things on St. John's request. But then came the holiday, that his birthday, and so gathered up all the princes and everybody all around. There probably been hundreds of people in a big hall, and they made a big feast, and they drank, and then comes the daughter of his brother, and she comes and started to dance, and the dancing was probably such a dancing that you can see nowadays on the television, which I hope you never watch. And they have pleased so much the Herod and all the people that he says, "You ask me anything you want, even up to half a kingdom, and I'll give it to you." And he swore before all the people that that's what he'll do. And she went to her mother immediately and asked, "Mama, what do I ask for?" And she said, "Oh, you ask for the head of St. John the Baptist." And that's what she came and said, "I want the head on a platter of St. John the prophet." And he was saddened, it says in one of the gospel writers. He didn't really want to do it. On the other hand, he didn't want to break his word before all the people. And of course, he was tipsy, or even maybe drunk at that time, as many of them. And so he sent, and the St. John was beheaded. Of course, he was glad about that, because he knew that's going to happen, and he can come to the hell and tell them the good news that the Messiah is already on the earth, and that soon they will be freed from that place. And my beloved, see what happens is that what no good is, so no good for us to first of all probably even celebrate the birthday. And of course, we as Orthodox Christians, we prefer to celebrate the names day. And usually in the old days, the same, when we were born on the same day, whoever saints are celebrated, they're giving that name. But of course, nowadays it's not done the same way. Many times people just choose with themselves and another day. But celebration with this drinking parties and with this dancing, all kinds of perverted things that are being done today, of course, it's totally no, because that only leads to the hell. My beloved, we have to control ourselves. We have to know not to look for things in this earth all the time to get the pleasures out, whether it's from drinking, whether it's from watching perverse dancing, as like they display nowadays on TV and movies and other places, and in these bars and so on. Don't attend that. Don't look at those things, because they only contaminate your soul, and it all done by the prompting of the devil, and also the games that are being done nowadays for the children that are getting involved. They'd rather not even eat, but they want to play with these electronic games, like little computers with all kinds of demonic games, and it's only taking them away from reality of the life after, and putting them in a dream world of these electronics and all the devil stuff. So make sure that you control that, or better even don't allow the children to do or any of those things. My beloved, the same thing with the drinking. The drinking should be controlled. But as the church tells us, only during the certain holidays and on the Sundays and the Saturdays. When the calendar says that wine and oil is allowed, then you can allow yourself to take a little drink, but never that much so that you become drunk, because this is a great sin. Drunkards will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Remember that. That's what it says in the scripture. So you don't want to do that. And of course the enemy wants to tie us up to any kind of a sin that will become a habit, and it's like narcotics and the drinking and the overeating and whatever, or sex, whatever it is. It's where we lose and totally and the sight of our Lord, and we're not interested in the Lord and guardian angel and all the heavenly dwellers. At that moment we're just interested into somehow to get a good feeling for ourselves, for our temporary body that you and I and all of us, you surely know that you have attended funerals, and you know that when the soul is taken out of the body is no longer is alive and becomes stiff, and then finally has been put in the grave. My beloved, let's pray hard. Let's pray hard to Saint John and ask him to bring us to true repentance, so that we will repent of the sins, and if we are committing any of those things that I mentioned, that we would change that, and that we truly will fight the temptations of the enemy and not fall into any of these things, so that we will not be taken away from the Lord. Saint John, the holy prophet and the baptizer of many people and of Christ, pray for us and give us a true repentance, so that we'll be able to clean up our heart, and so that we'll be able to finally realize that we have to look for the kingdom of heaven, and remember that all these things that are here that are taking us away from the love of the Lord, of the love of the heavenly dwellers, that those things we should stay away, otherwise we'll get contaminated and we'll never be able to see truly our guardian angel and all the heavenly dwellers. So Saint John, please continue to pray for us. I know you've been considered as a great and a helper in repenting and repentance, as you brought many, many people to Christ before, and continue to do that, and help us to be able to be free from all those passions and all those things that are taking us away from Christ. Amen.